RTL Original Podcast.
Hi there, and welcome to Song 2, where we dive deep into the creative process, sometimes, behind the music we love all the time, and condense it into asking musicians if the second song on a record is the best or most important. I'm Stephen Stepslow, and today we have a very special guest, Johnny Burrell, the charismatic frontman of Razorlight. Known for their catchy hooks and electrifying sound, Razorlight has made a significant impact on the music scene since their debut, and with a brand new album coming to promote, it is perfect timing to get this one onto the Song 2 Theory Train. In this episode, Johnny joins us to discuss one of the most crucial yet often overlooked aspects of making an album, track listing, and tells us if he's a Song 2 fan. So whether you're a diehard fan or just curious about the artistry behind the music, sit back and enjoy our conversation with Johnny Burrell. Let's get into it.
What is love but a stranger's to feel? A sin you swallow for the rest of your life. You've been looking for someone to believe in, to love you.
Hey, this is Johnny Burrell from Razorlight, and you're listening to Today Radio.
She lives on disillusion road. We go where the wild blood flows. On our bodies we share the same scar. Love me.
Johnny, I do a podcast called Song 2. In that podcast, I argue that the second song on an album is the album's best or most important. We're asking musicians and artists to tell us if they agree or disagree and to speak a little bit on track listing in general. So Johnny Burrell from Razorlight, is the second song on an album the album's best or most important? And if not, why not?
Thank you. That's like the best question I've been asked for years about music. So cheers for that. Listen, for me, 4 and 7 are absolutely crucial. Right, and the way I always looked at two is like two should be a slight should two is completely informed by one, right? Whatever rhythm you use on one, you have to move it in a slightly different direction, a slightly more staccato kind of like expressive direction on number two. And I always think of like XL on Main Street or Searching for the Young Soul Rebels by Dexys Midnight Runners, where both of them have absolutely fantastic track twos that really, it's got to be a little boost of energy. So track two for me, look, 4 and 7. 7 is so important, but because like, if it's a good album, 7 is still good. But if it's a bad album, they've given up by then. They've put the good ones at the start.
Love me wherever you are. Love me.
Yeah, I don't know. Two is all about what it does to your body. I think it can never be a cerebral one. It's got to be like a kind of one, a groovy, you know, it's all about the groove and all about how it affects your body, I think.
Thank you very much for that answer. Is that time for one more question, or do we need
Of course. Yeah. You asked the best question of the year, so you definitely get another.
Great. Thank you.